Chuck and Kelly, 649. Steve Boucher, our financial analyst, is here. Hey, Steve.
Good morning, Chuck.
Hey, so very interesting. Whole Foods, we know that Amazon bought them out a while back, and they're featuring lower prices. And interesting study, at least early on, the first week or two, they're drawing some Walmart shoppers. You wouldn't normally put Walmart and Whole Foods together.
Well, absolutely, because Amazon is known for low prices, easy accessibility, and a lot of people are walking into the Whole Foods stores now thinking that they're going to get that, whereas before they always knew Whole Food prices were so high. So I think Amazon may have really hit a good winner here, buying Whole Foods. I think you're going to see Whole Foods be more successful than ever before.
But if they're attracting Walmart shoppers, are they going to be able to keep those products at such a price point that they'll keep the Walmart shoppers? Or will they go back after they've checked it out?
No, I believe so, Kelly. I think once you see the low prices at Amazon or at Whole Foods, they'll stay low. And we know that Walmart is trying desperately to get into this business. You see so many new Walmart stores with the grocery stores built right into them, Target as well. And it'll be an interesting play out when we look back and see just how these stores, these brick-and-mortar stores, have been affected by Amazon coming in and trying something new.
You know, another interesting trend, Steve, a lot of people are skipping, like, the mid-price restaurants like Cheesecake Factory to go to the fast food, burgers, pizza, you know, Mexican. I guess they're all on fire. People are trying to save money.
Well, we had talked about that a while ago. Remember, Steve, where that fast casual was the trend for a while, but apparently now we're going back to the fast food.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm thinking about bringing my own bottle to McDonald's. They got these new signature crafted recipes. And I can really match up a good bottle of wine with that. But on a serious note, consumers are looking to save money. And as these real fast food restaurants, they're marketing, they make it seem as though they're serving really good, nutritious food. If you can save money, they're going to try it. But if it turns out to be the same old processed food that just doesn't sit well in you, no pun intended, that you'll see consumers go back to better restaurants. But the restaurant industry is going through a shakeup because of all the transitioning. We talked about Dunkin' Donuts just a couple weeks ago. They don't want to be known as Dunkin' Donuts anymore because they're offering so much more than just coffee and donuts.
Yeah, so they're going by Dunkin', I guess, right?
That's correct.
And by the way, do we mention we're at Dairy Queen this morning?
We're at Dairy Queen this morning, by the way, Steve.
Do they make the milkshakes this early?
The blizzards are almost ready to go.
We've had people come in looking for them early, like 6 o'clock this morning. They weren't quite ready yet.
We had joggers come in. So they figured they did their workout. They're coming in from the gym. Now they can afford a blizzard. So, hey, you hear Steve every Saturday at noontime on WGY, 720-3333. Steve Boucher, offices in historic downtown Troy, Saratoga Springs, Boucher.com. Thanks, Steve.
All right. Thank you. Bye, Kelly.
Bye, Steve.